Happy Lunar New Year, everybody. It's the year of the snake.
Oh, yeah.
Time for shedding some skin and, you know, embracing new beginnings and all that. But while some folks are celebrating, we've got some news out of Washington that might have some people here in Deer Park, LaPorte, in Pasadena feeling a little less celebratory and maybe a little more, you're fired.
Yeah. You know, it's fascinating how national politics can sometimes feel so far removed from our daily lives, but then they have this potential to really make waves right here in our own backyard.
For sure, for sure. So buckle up, because today we're diving into three big developments that could have ripple effects right here in Southeast Houston.
Absolutely. We're going to unpack RFK Jr.'s controversial confirmation hearing, the Trump administration's push to get federal employees back in the office, and a potentially radical proposal to replace income tax with tariffs.
Let's start with RFK Jr., a name that carries a lot of historical weight, but is also stirring up quite a storm right now. This isn't just some political drama happening miles away. His potential appointment could have real implications for us here.
Yeah, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr., son of the iconic Robert F. Kennedy, is no stranger to controversy.
Right.
He's a well-known environmental activist,
mm-hmm.
but also known for his outspoken views on vaccines, which has made him a very polarizing figure.
And now he's facing a Senate confirmation hearing for a major government role. We don't know the specifics of the position yet, but the fact that he's even being considered is causing a stir. What I find really interesting is that the hearing itself has already become a bit of a spectacle.
I've heard that, too. There have been reports of disruptions and heckling.
Oh, wow.
Suggesting strong opposition from certain groups. It seems there are powerful forces at play here, both for and against his appointment.
Yeah.
Which really raises the stakes.
So what's behind this strong reaction to RFK Jr.? Why is he such a divisive figure, and what could his potential appointment mean for our community here in Southeast Houston?
Well, you have to understand that RFK Jr.'s views, especially on environmental issues, could have a direct impact on industries and regulations here in Southeast Houston.
Oh, okay.
We're a hub for energy production and manufacturing.
For sure.
And his stance could lead to significant changes in how those industries operate.
So folks in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena who work in those sectors might want to pay close attention to how this unfolds.
Absolutely. It's crucial for residents to be informed about how national decisions can have a direct impact on their lives and livelihoods.
Right.
This is what Think and Act Locally is all about.
Now let's move on to the Trump administration's push to get federal employees back in the office.
Right.
We all know a lot of people have been working from home since the pandemic, but it seems the days of Zoom meetings in pajamas might be numbered.
Yeah, the Trump administration is calling for a return to in-person work, arguing that it will improve efficiency and accountability within the federal workforce.
But they're not just asking nicely, are they? It sounds like there's a bit of an ultimatum involved.
Yeah, that's right. Federal employees are essentially being told to get back to the office or accept a severance package. The administration is calling it a dignified severance offer.
But dignified severance aside, I imagine this news has some federal employees in our area feeling uneasy.
Yeah.
What are the details of this offer, and how might it impact folks here in Southeast Houston?
Well, employees who choose to leave would continue receiving pay and benefits until September 30th, 2025.
Wow.
That's a pretty generous time frame, which might soften the blow for some. However, the long-term implications for our local economy are still uncertain.
We have a lot of federal agencies and employees in Southeast Houston. Could this lead to job losses, or could it actually have a positive impact, maybe even boost certain sectors of our local economy?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? More people working in offices could mean more demand for things like housing, transportation, and even things like restaurants and entertainment.
So it's not just about the federal employees themselves. This could have a ripple effect on all sorts of businesses and services in our community.
Exactly. It's about understanding the interconnectedness of our local ecosystem and being prepared for the potential shifts. Again, this is why staying informed and thinking about the local impact is so crucial.
All right. Now, for what might be the most eyebrow-raising development of them all, President Trump is floating the idea of replacing income tax with tariffs. Now, on the surface, this sounds like something straight out of an economics fiction novel.
It does seem like a radical proposition at first glance. We're talking about funding a $5 trillion federal budget, while the total value of U.S. imports is only about $3.1 trillion.
Right.
So how could tariffs even come close to covering that gap?
Well, it's not as simple as just slapping tariffs on everything and calling it a day. The idea is to broaden the tax base, not just rely on tariffs alone.
Right. The proposal involves adding corporate and luxury taxes to the mix. The idea is to shift the burden away from individual income and onto corporations and those who can afford to buy luxury goods.
Okay, so maybe the math isn't as impossible as it initially seemed. But is this really a feasible solution or just a political power play? And more importantly, what could it mean for us here in Southeast Houston?
That's what we need to unpack. The potential implications for local businesses and consumers are significant. We need to consider how tariffs could affect prices on everyday goods, the cost of living, and the competitiveness of local businesses.
I'm already imagining grocery bills going up, gas prices skyrocketing.
Those are valid concerns, and we need to explore them. If imported goods become more expensive due to tariffs, it could lead to higher prices across the board.
Yeah.
This could hit lower and middle income families especially hard.
And what about local businesses that rely on imported materials or components? Wouldn't this make it harder for them to compete?
That's another important consideration. We need to think about the potential impact on local manufacturing, construction, and even small businesses that rely on imported goods. This is where things get really interesting, and we'll continue this conversation after a quick message. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Before we went to a break, we were discussing the possibility of income tax being replaced with tariffs, a pretty radical idea with a lot of potential consequences for our wallets here in Southeast Houston. But before we get back to that, let's circle back to RFK Jr. for a moment.
Okay, so we've got this potential new leader, RFK Jr., who could be shaping environmental policies. But how does this translate to everyday life for folks in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena?
Well, think about it this way. RFK Jr. is a strong advocate for environmental protection. If he's in a position of power, we could see stricter regulations on industries in our area, particularly those related to energy production and manufacturing.
So what would that look like on the ground? Would we see factories shutting down, people losing their jobs? It's not necessarily about shutting things down. It's more about how these industries operate. We could see stricter emission standards, tighter controls on waste disposal, and maybe even a push for cleaner energy sources.
That sounds good for the environment, but
yeah.
I imagine some folks might be worried about the economic impact.
Absolutely. There's always a balance to be struck between environmental protection and economic growth. Stricter regulations could mean higher costs for businesses, which could lead to job losses or even companies moving their operations elsewhere.
So this is where things get tricky. We want clean air and water, but we also need jobs and a thriving economy.
Exactly. It's not a simple equation. That's why it's crucial for us to have these conversations and to think critically about the potential trade-offs. What are we willing to sacrifice for a healthier environment? And how can we ensure that our local economy remains strong while also protecting our natural resources?
This is where the think and act locally mindset really comes into play. We can't just sit back and wait for decisions to be made in Washington. We need to be informed, engaged, and ready to advocate for what's best for our community.
Now let's shift gears back to the return to office mandate. We talked about the potential economic impact, but I'm curious about the social aspects. How might this shift affect our communities beyond just dollars and cents?
That's a really interesting point. We've all gotten used to working from home, but what happens when everyone's back in the office? Could we see a resurgence of things like community events and after-work gatherings, maybe even a boost for local restaurants and bars?
I think that's definitely a possibility. When people are working in close proximity, it naturally fosters more social interaction. We might see a renewed sense of community and a revitalization of our downtown areas.
On the other hand, more people commuting could mean more traffic, more stress, and maybe even a strain on our public transportation system.
That's the flip side, and it's something we need to be prepared for, as with any major change. There will be challenges to overcome. The key is to anticipate those challenges and to work together to find solutions.
So once again, it's about thinking ahead and being proactive.
And remember, these changes don't happen overnight. We have time to prepare to adapt and to shape the future of our community.
All right, let's tackle this elephant in the room. Replacing income tax with tariffs. How would this even work in practice? Would we be paying tariffs on everything we buy?
It wouldn't necessarily be that simple. Remember, the proposal involves a combination of tariffs, corporate taxes, and luxury taxes. The idea is to create a system where the government can generate enough revenue without relying on individual income taxes.
Okay, let's say hypothetically this crazy idea actually happens. What could it mean for someone living in Deer Park, LaPorte, or Pasadena? Would we see a difference in our paychecks?
Well, if you're currently paying income tax, you might see more money in your paycheck, at least initially. But the question is, would that extra money offset the potential increase in prices on goods and services?
So instead of paying taxes to the government, we'd be paying higher prices to businesses. Is that really a win?
That's the big debate, isn't it? Proponents of this idea argue that it would simplify the tax code, reduce the burden on individual taxpayers, and potentially boost domestic manufacturing.
So made in America would be back in style.
Potentially. The idea is that by making imported goods more expensive through tariffs, it would encourage consumers to buy American-made products. This could lead to job growth in domestic manufacturing and a boost for the U.S. economy.
But what about those of us who can't afford to buy everything American-made? Wouldn't this just make things even harder for folks who are already struggling to make ends meet?
That's a valid concern. A shift to tariffs could disproportionately impact lower-income families who tend to spend a larger portion of their income on essential goods. We also need to think about the potential impact on local businesses that rely on imported goods.
So there are a lot of potential downsides to consider as well. This is a really complex issue with no easy answers.
Exactly. And it's not just about economics. There are also political and social ramifications to consider.
This has been a whirlwind of information, and I'm sure our listeners have a lot to process. We'll be back after a short break to wrap things up and leave you with some final thoughts to ponder. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we've journeyed from potential shifts in environmental regulations with RFK Jr. to the ripple effects of a federal return-to-office mandate and landed in the somewhat mind-boggling territory of potentially replacing income tax with tariffs.
It's been a whirlwind tour of how national decisions can have a very real impact right here in our local communities, Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, let's try to distill some key takeaways.
Yeah.
It seems like the common thread running through all these stories is uncertainty and the need for us to be informed and proactive.
Absolutely. We've explored three distinct scenarios, each with its own set of complexities and potential consequences. And while we can't predict the future with certainty, what we can do is equip ourselves with knowledge and a think and act locally mindset.
I think that's such a crucial point. It's easy to feel powerless when these big decisions are being made at a national level. But the truth is, we have more power than we realize to shape our own communities.
Exactly. By staying informed about these issues, engaging in thoughtful discussions, and making our voices heard, we can influence the direction our community takes.
So, what are some specific questions you should be asking ourselves as residents of Southeast Houston? How can we apply this think and act locally approach to these specific developments?
Well, let's start with RFK Jr. If he does land this influential position, we need to understand what his environmental priorities are and how they might impact our local industries. Are we prepared for stricter regulations? Are there opportunities for collaboration and innovation? How can we ensure that our local economy remains strong while also protecting our environment?
And what about the return to office mandate? How will this affect our local workforce, our transportation systems, and our overall quality of life? Will it revitalize our downtown areas or create new challenges? Are we prepared to adapt to these potential shifts?
And when it comes to the idea of replacing income tax with tariffs, we need to think critically about the potential economic and social impacts. Will it truly simplify the tax code and benefit individual taxpayers? Or will it disproportionately burden lower-income families and create an uneven playing field for local businesses?
These are complex questions with no easy answers.
Right.
But by asking these questions, by engaging in open and honest dialogue, and by considering multiple perspectives, we can begin to chart a course that benefits our entire community.
And that's the essence of think and act locally. It's about taking ownership of our community's future and working together to create a place where everyone can thrive.
It's been a fascinating conversation, and I hope our listeners feel empowered to continue exploring these topics and to engage in these discussions with their friends, family, and neighbors.
Remember, change is inevitable, but how we respond to that change is up to us. By staying informed, thinking critically, and acting locally, we can create a brighter future for Southeast Houston.
We want to hear from you. What are your thoughts on these developments? How do you think they might impact our community? Share your insights on our website, Think and Act Locally, or connect with us on social media. And if you find value in what we do, please consider supporting us with a donation. Your contributions help us to continue providing insightful, locally relevant content that empowers our community.
You can find a link to donate in our show notes. Every contribution makes a difference. Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive. Until next time, keep thinking, keep acting, and keep it local.